Hello and welcome to Blossom Buddies. This is a very special episode about the Underground Railroad.
Hello, my name is Craig and this is Blossom Buddies.
This is a very special episode about the Tomorrow War. They're just advertising things to me. Real talk, I didn't know there was an Amazon original show or movie about the Underground Railroad. Check that out.
Should be pretty good. There's a new when we so Jason and I have been watching Blossom together via the Let's Watch feature of Disney Plus, which mostly works pretty great, except you have to use your phone to do whatever. It's fine. It'd be nice if Disney Plus would let you have like a friends list or contacts so I could just invite you through the TV instead of pulling my phone out to do it, but whatever. My point is that Disney Plus advertised to me they have a new Marvel What If series.
I watched the first episode today. It's fantastic.
Awesome. I was like, I know what I'm watching when I am done this podcast.
The first episode. Do you want to know what the first episode is?
Yes, I do.
It's What If Peggy Carter had taken the super serum instead of Steve Rogers?
Oh, that sounds good.
And let's just say it changes a lot of things.
Dicks to vaginas.
No, it's vaginas to dicks instead.
Ah, shit. That is, yeah. What if? Huh. Okay, let's talk about Blossom. We're talking about Blossom season 5, episode 13. We have like 9 episodes left to do.
Directed by Ted Wass,
which is interesting because Kennedy's accent is gone again.
Oh.
It seems to be that Ted Wass is just like, listen, if I'm running the show, you don't do the accent. Or you're fired.
It's a conspiracy. Written by Alan Katz, who I'm sure we've talked about before at this point. I don't know if there's too many new writers that are going to be coming through.
That's true. It is, though. Like, no, I bet no one else noticed that about Kennedy's accent and Ted Wass directing. So it's a good thing we started this podcast, because otherwise it would not have been uncovered.
She asked about orange juice.
Like three times.
In this episode, yeah. And this is now the third time she's asked about orange juice, and I feel like it's a trope that the writers are trying to subtly put in there, assuming that the show goes for 5 more seasons and this orange juice gag will keep coming up. Like, she'll be going off to high school and she'll be like, did you pack me? She's like one of those weird in between like British American accents. Did you pack me some orange juice? That's my impression of somebody who's lived in the States but is from Britain. Thank you.
We get some guest stars. We get some boyfriends. Blossom and Six's boyfriends showing up, and one of them was in the Wonder Years. We haven't talked about the Wonder Years on this podcast in probably a few seasons. No. But this is not just a guy who was on the Wonder Years once. He's one of, as Kevin Arnold gets a little bit older in the later seasons of The Wonder Years, that's one of his friends at school. I don't remember what his name was, but I remember on the show he was always chewing gum and blinking a lot like he had Tourette's.
That's the kid that plays Steve Blossom's boyfriend in this episode? Mm-hmm.
No, the one who plays Boomer.
Boomer. Yeah, he was in the Rookie of the Year.
Boomer?
He's on Invader Zim, which I guess was very popular with kids in the 2000s. Oh, nice. And just going through his IMDb here, he just is in a shitload of stuff. He 36 things, but he's one of those actors you probably recognize to see.
You've seen a lot of bit parts, sure.
Yeah, where he just plays kind of a weirdo, and this is no exception. He's definitely a weird man.
A weird man. But Blossom's boyfriend Steve was in the Brady Bunch and the Brady Bunch sequel movies. And then he's just in like a shit ton of Spider-Man games. And he was also the voice of Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid. And of course, Prince Eric in the Kingdom Hearts games.
A lot of people from the 90s who had bit parts and stuff seem to just transition over to voice acting and always end up in the Spider-Man games. I think there was another person that we had.
Yeah, there was. I don't remember who it was. Yeah, it was in a bunch of Spider-Man games. I bet they weren't the same Spider-Man games, though. I bet they never crossed paths.
It's possible they did, though, because it seems like when you work for a network, when you do bit parts on a network a lot, then those, you know, they move you over to do work for other projects outside of television, maybe in movies,
maybe in video games, maybe
in video games,
original Xbox versions of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And PlayStation 2 versions of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, well, this, yeah.
Well, that's from Disney. That's because he was Prince Eric in Little Mermaid. That's definitely nothing to do with
Well, see,
being on Blossom.
I'm pretty sure that season five might have actually moved over to, I might not have been on NBC anymore.
No, you're thinking of Scrubs.
No, I know that. I'm not, but I want to know why they showed Blossom on ABC or ABC Family and the Family Channel, which was the Canadian affiliate. And I'm wondering if there had, whether there was a plan to move it over, or if it was, if this season is actually already, because this was on TGIF at this point.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think we should spend time figuring that out. No, we'll get in the podcast, but yeah, I'm curious.
Next week, for next week's show, I'm going to find out the deal for all you listener.
Yeah. I feel like it was always NBC. But so, it's weird though, because it is on Disney Plus.
Right.
Which was AB. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Well, it was definitely on, it was definitely on Family Channel, ABC Family in its syndication years.
Maybe they just bought it in syndication. Maybe they just bought the rights to play it afterwards.
It's possible.
It's possible.
All you need is 100 episodes. We could technically go in syndication.
Technically, if we were a TV show.
Yeah. Well, we are.
And we just need someone to buy it.
That's true. If you're looking to buy a
podcast
that has lower viewership.
What was I going to say? Baywatch was a show that was only made in syndication. I don't really know how that works, because like a show that is a regular network show, you're right, like 100 episodes before you can be syndicated. But somehow Baywatch was in syndication right from the get-go. Like a studio just made it.
Maybe 100 episodes were ordered immediately.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Because they did, you know, that when Charlie Sheen came back after getting fired from Two and a Half Men, mm-hmm. he had that anger management show, and he had something in his clause, or some clause in his contract that was like, this show has to go in, there has to be enough episodes of this show to go into syndication so I can make that syndication money.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know if it did?
Yeah, the show, I guess I had to. The show went on for fucking like 8 seasons or whatever.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that'd be crazy, because like Baywatch, it's, the premise of it is just like, well, we're going to have a bunch of hot people running around on the beach with very loose stories for each episode.
That are vaguely CSI, like vaguely police procedural.
Yeah, like very vaguely.
but instead of like, you know, high speed chases and stuff, it's girls running down the beach and dudes like maybe throwing a couple punches.
If you will, rather than high speed chases, if I may. Slow speed chases.
If you may, may I?
If I may.
I will say this episode was pretty light on content. There's like a setup, and then there's like a sequence.
Yeah, it's a very stereotypical like Ted Wass episode. It's kind of just zany and lighthearted comedy.
And ironically, his episodes give me the giggles. I get a couple actual laughs, legitimate laughs. And he's not afraid to take chances. Like there's two very prominent scenes in this. There's a couple of side plots that are happening simultaneously, and they all converge. All the scenes sort of converge into the kitchen or the living room, sorry,
which is very quick thing. Like each scene is quick. We see like Nick is getting a haircut, and wait, first Blossom and Six are in the room talking about the dates that they're going on with Steve and Boomer. By the way, Boomer is taking Six to the generator room at this water treatment slash
the sewage plant. So we know that the stuff that we know about this guy, he's got a tiny car, always yelling at Six over the phone.
Yeah,
Six seems very apprehensive to like introduce Boomer to people.
Well, until Blossom in this scene is just like, am I going to meet him? And she's like, sure, I'll have him pick me up here. And like, bingo, bango, bongo. I thought right off the bat, I was like, this is going to be like a pokeroo scenario, and we're not going to see him. He's going to be real, but Blossom's never going to meet him. Blossom. But then we cut from that to Nick getting a haircut by Carol. Sorry. What were you saying?
I was going to say Blossom makes it very clear she needs to get finger blasted. Yep. She says to Six during this conversation that it's their third date. They've kissed a little, but she really just wants to go for a drive, do a little light making out,
mouth work,
and some heavy breathing. Heavy breathing could be probably, Craig posited, it could be mouth stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's under the pants.
Tension
under the belt, pulling and thrusting.
pulling. Just tug on it a bit.
Tug it.
Tug it. Oh yeah, tug it.
But I, this whole episode, the air of the episode is very bizarre. It seems like Blossom is horny. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
Because, like, I mean, to skip ahead a little bit, I mean, we'll go back to where we are, but, like, we meet this guy, Steve, and, like, they're not on the same page,
no,
seemingly, at least at the beginning.
You thought the episode was going to take a different turn than it did, in fact.
I did, and we'll get to that when we get to it shortly. But, yeah, then we cut to the next scene, which is Nick getting a home haircut by Carol. And, I mean, this takes place in 1995, so it's not COVID times.
It's not COVID times, but I
guess they're just tight on money.
Yeah,
I guess. And Frank is there for some reason. Kennedy's friend.
Well, they're tight on money because they're feeding the neighborhood kids.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyway, Frank's just over there. Frank's just over there, like, just like taunting Nick while he's getting a haircut. He's like, you know, I got a haircut at home once and I got a scar from it. You want to see it?
Yeah. Freaking want to know how I got these scars?
My mom also tried to give me a haircut.
This kid's really weird. He later on, I won't dwell on it because I don't want to go scene by scene, but there's a part where Carol is like, what does everybody want to drink? Because when everybody converges in the living room, they're all there and they're like saying what the drinks, and she's trying to remember. This fucking kid is like, do you have any herbal tea?
Yeah. Which is just like, I mean, that's obviously just the writer's room being like, wouldn't it be funny if the 4-year-old wanted herbal tea?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I want to know what that writer is doing now.
Probably writing for like
2 and a Half Men. Little does he know that show's not on the air.
That
show's
he's writing fanfics. Yeah. He's writing fanfiction on the internet for 2 and a Half Men.
God.
Where some other canceled actor.
He's just hoping he's gonna get bumped up to Big Bang Theory. And little does he know that show's
also canceled. He's gonna get a writing gig on Miami Bialik's fucking show where she's a crazy cat lady or whatever.
Yep. Or her other show, Jeopardy.
She's in Jeopardy.
She's it's weird because so now there's two permanent hosts of Jeopardy. And we talked about this off air, but like, so Mike Richards, the executive producer who keeps denying that it's like nepotism that got him there. Like, he's the executive producer of the show. And he's like, hey, it wasn't my choice, but like, okay, well, I don't know if I believe you. But then, so he's doing the regular Monday through Friday gig, but then Mayim Bialik gets to do specials. Like, I know she's doing like the college tournament next year. But they also mentioned in the couple articles I read that she will be doing any spinoffs. I'm like, will there be Jeopardy spinoffs?
Just the college stuff like you mentioned. I don't even, maybe like returning champions.
Yeah. Maybe the Jeopardy after show. Like they're gonna bump Blue Bloods from 8 o'clock Monday
and
to
make
Friday.
It a half hour show after that's like, so yeah. This week, what do you think? And they have on like a former champion and two celebrity guests to talk
about.
Yeah,
and that former champion is just like, I'm just waiting for them to kill Carl. Yeah. Nice. I'm glad you got that.
It's great because I started watching Walking Dead again, and they're telegraphing it, I'll tell you. But he's a real curious little fucking asshole.
He was fine for the first one season. And then I was like, okay, this kid's enough.
All that shit that happens.
It's early on in the comics.
It's very early. Carol dies pretty early on. All the Negan stuff is way earlier too. Anyway, This is a show. Go watch Talking Dead.
Welcome to Chris Talking Hardwick. Dead with Chris Hardwick and Jason and Craig.
So then we go to the kitchen or the living room, and Joey's trying to explain football to his now neurodivergent girlfriend who doesn't understand words. she really gives Joey a run for his money.
Joey face palms several times in every conversation that he has with his own girlfriend, and he's supposed to be the dumb one.
Yeah,
like this is the jump in the shark, is Joey getting a girlfriend dumber than he is.
The show's been jumping the shark since they landed in Paris. Mm.
Jumping the ocean. And which, to be fair, there were several sharks in that ocean.
That's true. And I kind of miss season 4. I kind of miss late season 3 at this point. Okay, so we go to Kennedy's room. She's playing with the dog. She's playing host with the dog. It's really weird. She kisses the dog. She's grossed out by that, of course. She goes out into the hallway where Blossom is with Six leaving. She tells Blossom, hey, I just kissed the dog. And Blossom, instead of being like, don't kiss the dog, it's like she's just trying to rub it in. She knows. And Six gives her a look like, stop.
Yeah.
So they go downstairs. This was the scene I was talking about where all the scenes converge. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes into the living room. We meet Boomer and we meet Steve.
Yep.
Boomer's a weirdo.
Everyone says hi. It's weird.
Boomer hits it out of the park by laying down facts. One of his facts, of course, is, did you know that Eskimos wash their face with their own urine?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say Eskimo, and that's fucked, dude. I mean,
you could say Eskimo in 1995.
In 1995, yes.
So it's fine for the time. I don't think that's severe enough for them to pull the episode from streaming.
It's true.
But I get it. Like, it's quite clearly an awkward situation. Like, he's probably just nervous. He's meeting like 11 people for the first time. He's just like, did you know that Eskimos wash their face in their own pee?
Imagine going on a first date, or not a first date, but imagine meeting your wife's like whole family for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that you've probably been in a situation similar to this.
Yeah. Yeah, but not like there was no Frank there,
I guess.
Yeah, of course. Lots of people have been in that situation, and it's awkward. Trying to break the ice.
My wife has a small family, so there's been like twice where there's been more than maximum six people.
Yep.
That's three couples. There's been like twice we've gone to there's once we went to a dinner, and once we went to it was like a family reunion adjacent kind of get together.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of rich people who looked down their nose at me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
you should try getting more money.
I tried. I said, I get more money. And they were like, no, you don't.
Well, you should have asked them for more money. It's been like, well,
give me more money.
Give some of that money to me and we can be equals.
Yeah. Instead, he just fucking shoulder checked me out of the way when I'm standing near his pool table.
Oh, you should have kicked him in the nuts. Like Joey's girlfriend does to him later in the episode.
Oh, man. The best part of the episode is coming up. Remember how at the beginning I said there was like a setup and then a sequence? Well, here comes the sequence.
Everyone wants, Carol's like, who wants a drink? And then one person wants a drink, but then everybody wants a drink, including Frank wanting herbal tea.
Yeah.
And Joey's girlfriend wants milk and forgets that she ordered milk.
Everybody, they all get their drinks, they clear out. We get another banger from Joey's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, but also Boomer wants... He asks if they have any non-alcoholic tomato juice, which is kind of funny. Nick's like, isn't all tomato juice non-alcoholic? And he's like, I'll have that then.
And then he relays that to Carol, who does the same face, the same like, mm-hmm. Isn't all tomato? He's like, I already tried to tell him. So the place clears out. Basically, what's going to happen is Steve and Blossom are going to go out to the movies, and Six and Boomer are going to go with them. But Six knows that Blossom wants to be alone with Steve. So she tells Nick and Carol that if they leave now, they could go get a movie and she'll watch Kennedy.
Yeah.
And then Nick and Carol leave. And then Blossom sees that they're going to watch Casablanca. And then Blossom and Steve are like, let's actually stay here and kick Six and Boomer out. But Six mm-hmm. and Boomer, as they leave, Boomer's car breaks down because of course it does. And which sets a...
By the way, that car battery that he brings in, they have to charge his car battery. So they bring the car battery in. That's a giant car battery for such a small car. It's like half the size of the car. But yeah, so they have to charge the battery so they can't leave yet. And then the rest of the episode is this ridiculous, like, Benny Hill style. Blossom just wants to get Steve alone, and Six and Boomer are always there watching Casablanca, and she's like, go to the kitchen and leave us alone. Here's an 18-inch TV. Go watch it in the kitchen. But then they're like, where's the popcorn? And we're going to make smoothies. And she's like, just give me the TV. And they go to Blossom's room. Then Kennedy, the TV is very loud, so Kennedy wakes up and comes in with the dog, but then they fall asleep on the bed. So then they go to Kennedy's room. That's when Joey shows up with his girlfriend. He's just been kicked in the nuts.
In the gymnasium.
In the gymnasium, he says.
And then Blossom is like, get some ice. And he goes, ice, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And like the biggest whoa, I think, to date.
Yeah, we got some claps from the audience.
It's true. He got kicked in the dick so hard. We also were talking about it at that moment where if you got kicked in the nuts so hard that you had to leave the gym and come home, don't go home.
Go to the hospital.
You
can get kicked in the nuts hard enough where you have to go to the hospital. But
if you rupture your testicle, you don't go home.
No. But if you're kicked in the nuts hard enough that you don't have to go to the hospital, you're not leaving the gym. You're just going to lay on the floor for a bit. Minutes. Like I have been, oh man, it was genius. I was playing like doubles tennis with my high school friends back when I was like 18 or 19, and my friends served it right to my nuts, and I was just on the ground. I had to sit out around, but like, that's what happens. I was just sitting down for like 20 minutes, half an hour.
Yeah, like 10, 15 minutes later, you're fine. You might be a little sore, but like.
So it's weird that Joey came home no matter how hard he was hitting the nuts.
Yeah. Gymnasium, right in the gymnasium. So then they leave
Kennedy's room and they go to the bathroom next. But they see Nick in the hall.
Nick is in the hallway getting an ice bag for Carol's head. She got a headache. She must had one glass of wine and got a headache. That's what I was thinking in my head. But this is another part where they did a cool scene where they zoomed out a bit and they showed like an around the corner shot.
Yeah,
the hallway. Which I thought was interesting. Maybe they had a little bit more money for that.
I wonder if it's just like Ted Wass when he directs, he's just like, listen, we have this set built, but you never show all of it. Let's just pull the camera back a bit and appreciate the work that the people who built the sets did.
Yeah,
I know there's a name for those people. And I apologize to anyone who is set a set builder builders. That I don't remember.
Scene
now, you work in the design department. I know
design,
that
design, set design, set design. Duh. Set design.
There we go.
There we go. Scene builders.
Scene builders. He just wants appreciation for the people for the entire set. So he pulls
it's
back.
It's true. He really that from inside the pantry shot. I still think about that all the time.
Yeah, that was great.
A few episodes ago.
We have a pantry. Let's put a camera in there.
Yeah, we can take the wall down on the other side. I burnt a Christmas tree right there.
It's not a real wall.
Exactly. Oh, luckily we're almost done. So Nick gives her what she's like. Nick's like, why are you home and upstairs with a boy? And she's like, he's like, you better not be up to no good. And she's like, I'm not up to anything, Dad.
Yeah. She's like, trust me, nothing's happening.
Then that's when they go to the bathroom and try to finger each other in the bathroom.
But Carol comes in immediately because a closed door to the bathroom means go right in.
And they're like, she's like, why are you in here? And it's like, Blossom got an eyelash in her eye. And she's like, why are the lights off? And Blossom's like, dark eyelash. And then pantomimes, throwing the eyelash. I thought it was a good pantomime. But also, Blossom, she's always lying. Constantly lying.
Just
public enemy number one.
Just trying to get blasted.
Just trying to get blasted.
So, I broke Jason for a sec. I'm proud of that one.
Trying to get blasted.
And then so they leave the bathroom, but Carol's like, why is the TV in here? And Blossom's like, I don't know, I'll ask around. So they take the TV with them. They end up leaving and they go through the back door, forgetting that there's Anthony's apartment like above the garage they could go to.
Yeah.
But I guess it's only a 22 minute episode. And then Blossom's like, well, I guess this is goodbye. And then it's weird. They make it seem like this really romantic moment, even though it's what half the episode has been about. Steve is like, wait a minute. And he grabs the TV and plugs it in outside so they can sit down on the bench and watch Casablanca there. And it's like all sweet. But like, this is literally what they've been doing the whole episode. Like, he's not being novel or romantic. He's like, hey, here's another place with a plug.
So yeah, so then they watch the play it again Sam scene and they slow dance, but like too fast.
Yeah, because the music probably wasn't actually playing. They dubbed that in.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then fucking they're about to kiss again and Nick busts the door open and he's like,
well, they do kiss. They kiss the bunch. Yeah. Okay. They actually did get their kiss. And then Nick. Oh yeah, that was the thing too. When they were rushing out through the kitchen, they go to the kitchen because I guess maybe they were gonna try watching in the kitchen again. But Nick's just there, like drinking smoothie out of the blender, just like smoothies.
So then that's it. They get their kiss, blah blah blah, yada yada. And then the credits, the during credits scene is just a montage of all the moments that they get caught.
Which was like. It was done well, I guess. It was just weird that that's what the scene was. I'm like, this is a character we've known for one episode. Like, why are we getting this like montage of the episode that we just watched?
What was the thing that you said that in the memoriam of?
I was like, we're probably never going to see Steve again. So it's just kind of like a tribute to Steve, the character that we got for one episode. They're like, let's remember all the good times with Steve. Remember this episode? Let's watch that again in 30 seconds.
So this was another episode of Blossom. There was no woes, or there was one.
There was woe. It was a good one.
It's a good woe. No lesson, really, as usual.
The lesson is just watch the movie with your damn friend. Stop kicking her out.
That we didn't really talk about that. They like Blossom was so hellbent on, you know, getting heavy breathing going on that she just like over it, at one point she was even kind of at odds with Six. Six is just like, what's your problem?
Yeah, she was getting pretty rude about it.
And Blossom's like, I need this. Michael, you can't pull people onto your lap saying I need this.
Blossom horny daddy.
Horny.
This has been Blossom Buddies with Jason and Craig. You can find us on most social media. Look us up. We're there.
Look us up. You can find me in the club. Thanks for listening. Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Blossom horny daddy.
Horny.